You know you belong together, little big pod forever. You're talking on air. Nathan has weird hair. From the very first moment I heard you, I never felt such emotion. From talking on air, I said no, you are there. So hold me in your arms and let me go. I wanna stay forever, closer each day. Graham and Nate.
I'm a bit worried.
Why are you worried? Are we recording? Yes.
Yeah. Because,
well, first of all, can I just say thank you so much. I am back on the podcast that I love so dearly. I left it in very, very safe hands. Mr. Graham O'Toole, the last two episodes. Woo, 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 woo.
Found it.
You don't seem excited over there.
Sorry, I'm worried. So, basically, do you remember a couple of months ago I was telling you about I bought a stock in Spotify and it went up?
Oh, yeah.
And then it kind of plateaued and went down a bit, but I still made a bit of money on it. Well, I've decided I'm now investing in cryptocurrency.
Okay.
And I told, because for some reason my Revolut wouldn't let me buy stocks, so I got my housemate Coxie to buy it on my behalf. But yesterday I told him, sell, sell, sell. I want to get out. Send me my money. I'm now investing in crypto.
How much money were we going to get out? What did you put in? A few hundred? Graham?
I'm trying to figure out where my money is.
So Cox has your money and he's not sending it.
Invest cash. Oh, there it is.
I know nothing about stocks. I know nothing.
Revolut. Okay, I'll do that later on. I'll do that later.
So how much money did you make?
I put in like 150 euro and made maybe 30 or 40 euro.
Nice.
No, you'll take it.
Every little helps. That's a takeaway.
Every little helps. Yeah, so we're back. Forget about me and my money. So he sent me the money, but I can't figure out how to get it out.
Oh.
It's somewhere stuck in my
Revolut. Get him to put it back in. Send the money back
but
to Cox.
I can see it. It's not in the normal Revolut. I'll figure it out.
You'll figure it out. You're a clever guy.
I'll figure it out later on.
Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We're now in the 200s.
Yeah.
My God, we've been doing this podcast for over 4 years.
Yeah.
It's an absolute honor.
An honor.
I've been away for 2 weeks. I didn't even listen to the last two episodes, if I'm honest with you.
I know you didn't.
And I feel sick about it. I feel dirty.
You don't realise what I did.
I did click in and I saw, oh, is he playing an old episode? And I saw and I went, a mailman, ramblings of a mailman, so you would have spoken.
Yeah.
And then Andrew Louth.
Yeah.
Last week. So I love this. Fair play to you.
I knew you didn't listen.
Why?
Because you were shocked when I told you how sick I was after the vaccine. The vaccine? The vaccine.
Yes, very surprised.
And the whole episode, 25 minutes, was me talking about my day of the vaccine.
About how sick you felt.
I walked into your apartment and you're like, what? You were sick. My heart dropped a little bit.
Oh, you knew.
Because I put so much effort in for
Why
you.
Why didn't you say anything?
Because it was the first time I've seen you. I didn't want to start negatively.
And sorry, did you add the jazz music?
Yes, but what I did is I played the jazz while I was here, live.
Oh, it set the ambience.
Yeah, so I was here with the jazz. And
oh,
I
that's
could
very nice.
Let the jazz play in the background so it didn't feel silence.
Peek behind the curtain so we actually don't hear the jazz music until afterwards.
Yes, so you insert the jazz after. We don't have jazz playing now. But I decided, you know what I'll do? I'll put jazz in right now. But do you know what I did to last week's one?
Yeah.
Well, I uploaded by accident. So you've got three different jazz tracks in the folder.
I do.
I uploaded one and only half, well, when I was nearly finished uploading it, I realised, oh, I put the Christmas jazz in.
Oh,
but I, like, what?
Amazing.
Why can't, everyone's favourite time of the year, Christmas. Why can't you have a bit of Christmas in August?
I absolutely agree with you, brother.
Thank you very much.
You know, it's one of those things, I haven't planned too much for this podcast. Ask me questions. What do you want to know?
Well, where were you, first of all? You were in Kinsale for two nights.
I was in Kinsale for three nights.
Okay, you were in Kinsale for three nights.
And then I was in Killarney for two nights.
And then you were in Killarney for two nights.
And then I went home for 2 days. And then I went to the Cliff at Lions Hotel for my big 3-0. Yeah. I may sound different. I may have a bit of wisdom coursing through my veins because I am now a 30-year-old man.
Well, let's just go to Kinsale. It's your second time in Kinsale. You're a big fan of it. Tell us about it.
It was a remarkable time. Well, I start off boring. The weather was temperamental. Okay? Hard to say that word. It was sunny one minute, then it would be lashing rain, then it would be overcast, then it would be lashing rain, then it would be really sunny.
Difficult to prepare for.
Really difficult.
Because you have to bring a bit of everything.
You do. You don't know what to bring. And you had said that you went to a beach and you did a little bit of swimming. Myself and Becca did not go to the beach. What we did
because
was...
Because the weather?
Not even the weather. I tell you what we did. We drank.
Oh,
we had the drinks.
They drank a couple of pints and then they drank a few more.
I honestly am surprised I don't have gout after the trip. There was so much drinking.
Why does drink give you gout?
I think red wine. Rich food.
So how much are you
wine.
Talking? Like, how much are you drinking?
Look, I don't want to show off here.
Drinkaware.ie.
Just a good bit of day drinking and then you'd have a bottle of wine with your meal afterwards. Now, thankfully, and I'm sure you agree and you listening.
A bottle of wine each?
No. We're not animals.
Look at this guy.
We're not bloody animals.
He thinks he's bloody Hugh Hefner. He has, two to three glasses of wine at dinner. And
do you think my wallet is?
I'm going to get gout.
Two bottles of
wine.
Come
off it, mate.
Hey, mate. Okay, I drank some of the black stuff. And I don't mean Murphy's. I say Guinness.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like
Murphy's. Did you try Murphy's?
I tried Murphy's before and it was a bit too much. It was a bit too intense.
Does it taste like Guinness?
Similar.
Or is it like Smithwick's?
Probably more Smithwick's.
Yeah.
Okay.
Smithwick's.
Had a real problem getting into the Airbnb. The person that gave us the Airbnb was a strange individual.
Okay.
He called me when we were driving to Kinsale, which is a fine drive from Dublin, around 3 hours.
It's not too bad. Yeah, it's actually shorter to Kinsale than it is to Lewisburg.
Now, we're driving an Aygo, a Toyota Aygo.
Aygo, you go, we all go to Aygo.
Absolutely terrifying when you're on the motorway in an Aygo and having to indicate right into the fast lane and overtake an enormous lorry. Because you think, my God.
It would crush the Aygo.
Like the Aygo. I love the car, but my God.
Does it love you though? That's the question. Does it love you,
Nathan? It's not going to save you. It's not going to protect you. Like if I was in your car, Graham, and a lorry went into it, I'd at least feel a bit more protection.
A lorry will crush anything. As we both well know, that time when we were driving, coming onto the M50, and a truck didn't see us trying to merge into the lane, and it tried to go into our lane and didn't see us because we were in their blind spot. You really find out a lot about people when you think you're facing death's door.
Peter Cooney, our cameraman, started screaming.
Cool as you like, cool as a cucumber. Nathan stayed silent. He accepted the fate of death. I kind of went...
I was quite looking forward to it.
I swore like a sailor.
You
what
did.
The fuck?
Yeah, see, the thing is with you, if death is around the corner...
Oh, I'll fight it.
You're going to fight it.
Yeah.
You are a fighter.
Yeah.
Me, wimp. Just won't do anything about it.
You honestly, like you saw, you've seen a ghost. Because you were sitting to my left and I had to go left and look and make sure I wasn't going to crash into the barrier, I could see you just sitting. You were already dead.
Yeah, I'd accepted it.
The soul had left your body.
It did.
And you just sat there. Like, you know, in, I don't know where it is, some foreign country, but they dig up the dead.
Oh, yeah.
After every year. Mm. That was it. You were a corpse, just, and they make them sit in the seats where they always would sit in the kitchen. That was you.
But then,
sitting in my passenger seat.
When we found out that I was still alive.
Yeah.
Little bit of colour around the face.
Just a little bit. Just kind of start to slowly come back.
Oh, he's coming back. And I'm a bit like, what happened?
Yeah. No, you went vacant.
Because I was dead.
Gone.
I'm back.
So
let me tell you about this Airbnb guy. He gave us a call. And he was one of those people, I don't know if you've had it before, where they're staying on the phone for so long. Like, you're giving them times to end the conversation. Okay, that sounds brilliant. He's explaining to me that he's leaving the key behind this lock where you have codes and you just give the correct code and it will pop open and you'll get your keys.
That sounds great. You give us the key and the address there and we'll go rob it.
I go, thank you very much. That sounds great. And he's like, yeah, I tell you, the weather's been a bit crazy in Kinsale. It's hard to know what to pack. Yeah, well, we're packed now. Thank you so much, man. Well, we'll let you know if we have any problems. Yeah, yeah. And let me tell you, Kinsale, there's some nice food there. There is some nice. I'm like, yeah, yeah, been there before, man. Don't need you to tell me. We arrive at the apartment. It's fantastic. The only problem is the door is so sticky. Now, you worked in a DIY shop. Why would there be a sticky front door?
A couple of reasons. It could be an old lock on it. The hinges might be a little bit stiff. The door can expand. The wood can expand.
With the heat?
With the heat. Yeah, well, it can just expand in general. Or so it could be too big for the frame, so it gets caught. So, or also there might be a problem with the fixtures. So like the screws that where the lock goes, and when you know you push up the lock, the handle and the lock, they could be like loose there.
So there are many problems.
Many reasons. Like I had a problem with my door to replace the handle.
Did you? Yeah, you did, and you did a great job.
Thank you very much.
Now, what happened was we had the key in the door. It just wasn't twisting. But you could see that it was the right key, obviously. But it's not opening. So I have to give him a call. I'm like, this is going to be another half an hour conversation. I say, hey, door, the door is not working. He goes, ah, yes, yes, it's on our to-do list. The door, it's just a bit sticky. You gotta give it a bit of welly.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean by that? Welly with the key? I'm only twisting it right. I can only do so
sometimes
much with
it. Sometimes you have to push it in, push the door in, and then unlock it to try and get it a bit loose, and then it pops out.
Brother, I was trying everything. At one stage, I even lifted the door handle up. Do you know, sometimes you get that.
Yeah.
It didn't work, so what I did was I charged at the door like a madman with my right shoulder. I went, I didn't even use the key. Like, I'm literally busting it open as if I'm in line of duty.
How long after you trying to open the door did you resort to?
Oh, maybe 15 minutes. Genuinely. Jesus. And we're exhausted. Yeah. And it's really hot on you of your bags. I charge at the door and it does open. I go, oh, fuck my shoulder.
Yeah, 'cause you've got bad shoulders.
Jesus Christ, that wasn't good. But then realised that's what you just had to do the entire time. So we never used the key. It was just me barging at the door.
So when you left, would you lock it?
Locked it, but you just ran at the door then.
Feck off.
No, genuinely. I'm not making it up. That is what you had to do.
You'd open the front door. You were leaving. You open it, close it. Would you lift the handle and then use the key?
Nope.
How would you lock it?
You just shut the door and it kind of locks.
Oh, so there was... Okay, I understand.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Permanent lock there.
So, and it opened inwards.
Opened inwards. So I had to charge at it. And it was embarrassing because our friends came down for a day and they wanted to use the bathroom. And I was a bit like, oh God, I don't, okay. So they're behind me and I hadn't told that I did, when I was outside the door, I just said,
well, what are you embarrassed about? It's not your house.
But let me tell you something, okay? So I ran like a madman towards the door. Once again, the door swings open. They go, geez, your shoulder. I go, fuck my, my shoulder. But then they're inside the apartment and they look around. There's a really spacious living room, comfortable bed, really scenic bathroom. They say, Nathan, Becca, this is so nice. Yeah. Oh my God, this is incredible. I go, thank you so much. And genuinely, I felt so proud to be staying there for 3 days. It gave me an insight as to what it must feel like being a homeowner.
Yes.
And when friends go by and go, beautiful couch.
Yeah.
Jeez, really spacious fridge.
And you did a lot. You did a lot to the place.
I did a lot.
You worked hard on it.
Thank you. The door. The only thing I got was the door. The food in Kinsale. Jesus. Do you want me to work for Tourism Ireland? Food is incredible. My God, is it expensive.
Did you go to...
My God.
Oh, yeah, it's very expensive.
My God.
Did you go to St. Francis Provisions?
Went to St. Francis Provisions. It is... Becca went, geez.
I'm going to...
You might say it's a little bit snobby. I go, it's not snobby. One day, we were sat outside. And a chef came. No joke. There was a herb right beside me. Shouldn't the chef come by me with a few clippers and clipped a few leaves next to me and went, pardon?
What do you expect from...
We went for oysters.
Oh.
Holy God.
A big old horn on him afterwards.
Jeez, it makes
it was throbbing.
It makes it as hard as a nickel.
Oh.
Honestly. Dear God.
What else?
Now, it doesn't make it any bigger.
No, just hard.
Unfortunately.
It actually makes it smaller and harder.
Oh, God. I ate the oyster. I gobbled oysters down. I gobbled them down. Didn't realize.
Just realized Phil Egan's doing the sport outside.
Ah,
the
he's having a great time.
We're talking about hard.
Didn't realize.
Nickels.
You have to swallow the oyster whole. Whole oyster.
Were
all
you
right?
Nibbling on it?
I was chewing them.
I wouldn't have a clue how to even approach an oyster.
I'd love to see you with an oyster.
I had a muscle in in school.
Oh, that's kindergarten. You need to move.
This is college.
And
this is senior year.
You're hanging around with the wrong crowd.
I'm having a few cigarettes at
this
the back.
This is cigarettes.
A few Silkwood Purple.
Have you done your homework?
Fuck. Homework. Just fucking see my homework here. I'm doing a rolly.
What are you doing?
I'm using my homework for a rolly.
Is that cannabis?
And then I'm going...
Oh,
you ate the oyster whole. Oh jeez, I can't go to class, man.
It is an experience. Like, you can feel the thing slip down your throat. You're like, whew, hello, hello. And then the bill comes. Goodbye. Goodbye.
See you later.
Goodness gracious, it's expensive. Kinsale was fantastic, though. 3 days there. Then Killarney. Killarney, different vibe altogether. Killarney is a young town. That is what I would say. The main street of Killarney. We went to a place, J.M. Reedy's. Mm. No nonsense. Great vibe. Kind of reminds me of the Martello and Bray. You're in there for the night. You're going to have your drinks. You're going to have your food. We had a lovely waitress. She sounded like Mrs. Doubtfire. I even said to Becca, I go, this old one has the fucking nicest voice I've ever heard. Honestly. Mm-hmm. Where do you think she's from? Scotland, Becca says. She just has a Scottish accent. But she was like, hello. Hello there.
Hey, doing we, man?
Hello there.
I ain't got more than Northern Irish.
I heard you had an oyster.
Oh, yeah. And
did you enjoy that? She was cute. Like, she gets her tips very well. Do you know what she did at one stage? So we're saying to her, J.M. Reedy's, this is amazing. We're in a little booth. Do you know the booths I'm talking about?
I probably was in the same booth.
We're there and we have our food and we have our drinks and we say to her, God, this is great. Oh, we're loving this. She goes, have you seen all of it? And I go, no, we've just kind of remained here. Hey, just for a second, you and Becca, you get up and I'll just show you something. And we're like, geez, thank you so much. Don't worry, your food and drinks will be fine. She gets up. She's like giving us like a personalized tour of J.M.
How
Reedy.
Old is this one?
I'd say in her late 50s, early 60s. Definitely smoked.
She the owner?
Definitely
owner?
Smoked. No, just waitress. And she's showing us the outside area, which is just a smoking area.
Yeah, it's a good smoking area. They've got a bit of a stage there, though.
It's a good smoking area, but I don't know what reaction she wanted me to have because
wow.
I could see, I'd already seen
wow.
it from from going to the toilet.
Yeah, yeah.
I could see it from using the men's toilet. So, there you go.
Whoa!
I only saw this a few minutes ago!
Wow!
But it's completely different when you're standing next to a Scottish lady!
Look at them smoking over there! And, oh, wow, it's a high stool! Oh, wow, it's a television!
Wow!
This is class!
Wow! Now, they were showing the Arsenal-Southampton match, but because of the booth, there was a tiny... Is it like a tiny window or something behind Becca? So she's talking to me, Becca... I'm trying to slouch down
just to see the game.
I kind of want to just see the score.
Yeah.
I can't really see anything.
Okay.
And she's like, wow, you're really into my story. I'm like, yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Come on, Pepe, fucking Mr.
Prout.
Come on, Ward Prout. No.
Swing it in.
It's Brentford. Sorry, did I say Southampton? My bad. The drinks.
I don't know.
You'd forgive
Brentford
me.
Players.
You'd forgive me with
Come
the drinks.
Come on, Ward Prout.
Killarney, though, when we left J.M. Reedy's. Dear God, pre-pandemic vibes, just the amount of people on the main street, young people. Like, I know I've just turned 30. These reminded me 18, 19. We have to go to an ATM to use the cash. Sure, aren't there two people shifting next to the ATM?
Brilliant. Excellent.
And do you know what Becca says? Ah, isn't that so nice? A bit jealous.
Yeah.
I go, sorry? What are you jealous? What are you jealous about? She goes, just, you know.
She'd love to go out and just shift some random
Do you know
person.
When you used to do that tomfoolery?
Becca still probably wants to do it.
She probably wants to do it. No, not for me anymore. Responsibilities. Things are different now. I've turned 30. I turned 30 in Cliff Lines.
What's Becca, 28?
She's 28, yeah. Going to be 29. She shares the same birthday as friend of the
Selena
podcast.
Selena Gomez.
Andrew Gaul. The Gaul.
Oh, no way.
They share the exact same birthday.
Year different? 2 year difference? 2 year difference.
2 year different. I didn't say this story on the radio show, Now, we're at the Cliff Outlines. You've been there before.
Yeah.
It's my class. Favorite hotel in Ireland.
Class.
Do you know what's so good about it? It ticks a lot of boxes for me.
Go on.
It's a 20-minute drive from Dundrum. You genuinely feel like you're in the south of France there.
Yeah.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but you've experienced it as
it's
well.
It's unbelievable.
It's a fairy tale.
It's. I would concur that it's the nicest place I've been to.
It's a little cottages. You feel like you're on the other side of the world. You feel so cut off from
20,
everywhere.
20 minutes.
And you're in Kildare.
Yeah.
It's insane. Now, Becca was so sweet. God love her. She had called up ahead. She said, it's my boyfriend's birthday.
God love her, is right.
Didn't they sort out a bottle of Prosecco in the bedroom?
I think everyone gets that.
No, no. It's birthday Prosecco.
Okay.
Little candle.
Yeah.
On top.
We got a candle.
You didn't get Prosecco, did you?
I did. There was Prosecco there.
Yeah, it was your birthday. You didn't realise it.
I might have messed with it.
I'm
thinking the Morgan.
Yeah. Oh, how good.
Similar.
How good.
Love the Morgan.
Yeah. Second favourite. Favorite.
No.
Favorite.
Morgan's our favourite.
Sorry.
And Cliff Outlines our second.
So then we drink a few glasses of Prosecco and we go outside to a place where they're burning logs. It's a fire pit with some chairs and it's really nice.
Sorry, where was your cottage? Describe it to me.
Okay, the cottage was...
Okay, you have the chests on your left.
Yes.
You're walking
straight. You're walking down straight as if you're...
Over the little bridge?
Yeah, it's as if you're in Love Island. That's what I was saying to Becca when herself and myself would be walking down that at night, because you have all the lights to the left and to the right when you're walking by the chessboard outside.
Yeah.
Do you know just that long straight walkway?
Yeah.
It reminds me of when they're leaving the villa.
Yeah.
You cross over the bridge, you put in the code to get underneath the door.
Yeah.
The door swings open. When you have a few drinks, you forget that it's an electronic door and you're manually trying to push it.
Very slow gate.
It's so slow.
It's a slow gate. I feel like if you're putting it in, can you at least be quicker?
Quicker. So we go under that and then we turn right.
Yeah, same.
And then just first right the door.
And where's your bedroom?
Upstairs.
Oh, we were straight ahead.
Were you?
Yeah, straight ahead. Maybe we were underneath.
Yeah, we were upstairs. The first time, this was the second time I'd been to Cliff Outlines. The first time was actually for Becca's birthday. Probably a bigger room, I would say.
This time or the last time?
Last time. I'd say potentially a better room. A cheaper room, would you believe? We had a bath. Really like having a bath.
Yeah.
This time around we didn't have a bath. It was a shower. But the bed was really nice. I don't know if it was the same as yours, but it was a bed which had like a roof. Do you know those beds with the logs at the end? They're sticking up. I know I'm not describing it well. I don't know.
A four-poster bed.
Four-poster bed.
Logs.
Yeah, just the wooden poles.
Yes, four-poster bed. So Claire was there with her mum on Sunday night.
Happy birthday.
And they had a massive bedroom. And compared to our bedroom was nice.
Yeah.
But I reckon we got put in the really small bedroom because we were vouchers.
Interesting.
See, they were paying on Sunday, so they got a huge bedroom. So I say they put the vouchers in the small
bedroom. But we were paying. We were paying and we got the small one.
Yeah, but I think because Claire said she was upstairs as well. So I think she was directly above where we were. So.
You have pros and cons.
I think the pro is having a big one.
No, but listen, the pro for our smaller room was we had a balcony where we could go outside.
Yeah.
And Becca, she gave great advice the first evening before we're about to...
Don't go too close to the edge of the balcony if you have drinks on you.
No, we actually just stayed one night, sorry, I said the first evening. But before the meal that evening, I had a shower and she goes, while I get ready, because she is getting ready, it takes a bit of time. She goes, why don't you put on your dressing gown after your shower and read your book outside? And I did that and it was so nice. I'm sat out looking at a field where I can see a man get into a tractor.
So you're looking out at the canal?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. We were facing into the hotel.
Yeah, we're looking out at the canal. Yeah. I want to tell you this story though. So myself and Becca, we just had a few glasses of Prosecco. And we're sat there beside the fire pit and it's lovely. You sit outside and they give you blankets and we're just really enjoying ourselves. And then we get chatting to a couple. Now, a couple in their late 50s.
Couple of fools or a couple?
Friends.
Okay.
I would say a couple of friends. Not friends, sorry. A husband and wife.
Okay.
They are together. They are married for a long time. And you can kind of sense when a couple want to talk to you. So she looks over at us and she goes, It's great being out, isn't it?
It's great being out, away from this fucker.
And I go, yeah, it is
sick
brilliant.
Looking at this bastard.
And she told us, you know, they were both from Dublin, mm-hmm. and they were staying in their daughter's house because their current house is getting renovated. And then I told them it was my birthday and I had turned 30 and they said happy birthday. And we were just kind of sharing our stories and I found out their jobs and then they asked, what did we do? And I ended up saying, oh, I work in media. And they're interested in that. They said, oh, what sort of media? I said, I'm a radio presenter. What station? News Talk? Give me 2 years.
This guy I'm sitting across from the next, Sean Moncrief.
Oh, who? I feel
do you bad. Wipe your arse with your hand? We've got a lady from Colombia who says she does it every day.
We were listening to Moncrief the other day and they were speaking about a man that died with a toilet brush.
Back in medieval times, instead of, I think, fighting in the Colosseum or somewhere
did
like that.
Did he just swallow a toilet
he
brush?
He shoved a toilet brush down his throat until he died.
Yeah.
Interesting way to go.
What a way to go.
Yeah.
And they were interested. They said, oh my God, you're a radio presenter on Spin. Cool.
Don't care for it.
They didn't really care for it. It's not really our demographic. They didn't really care. And they were probably more interested in what Becca does. And then a family walks by. And because Cliff Alliance is quite a famous place for weddings, mm-hmm. we even said, Becca and I, God, if we ever won the lottery, this is where we'd want to get married. It's just beautiful. And we see this family come out and they're dressed beautifully. And the man who I've been speaking to shouts over to them, are you getting married? Congratulations. Is this a wedding? And they say, no, it's a baby shoot. They're getting pictures because one of them is pregnant.
Okay.
And there's like three guys and three girls. And they look so attractive and they're very excited.
These two people you're talking to seems to really not want to be with themselves. They're really trying to grab any bit of conversation so they don't have to talk to each other.
Yeah, that's it. And they describe, no, it's a baby shoot. And we all say, congratulations. We say congratulations to the woman. And then I saw one guy look over at us but didn't say anything, and then they all started to leave. And then the man who I'd been chatting to, the husband and wife, the husband says, ah, Jesus,
I'm still not letting go of the convo.
Jesus, I thought it'd be a wedding, we would have gate crashed it. What the hell's a baby shoot? So something like that. And one of them, the man that was sort of staring at us, sure doesn't he turn back, like he hears what the husband has just said. I'm like, oh God, I hope an argument isn't about to happen. I hope he wasn't offended by that comment. Because I'd befriended this man for just a few minutes.
Yeah.
I felt I could say, ah, that's classic him. Yeah. He's just having a joke. But this guy who doesn't know him, I'd be like, are you starting beef with me or
you
something?
You have to pick sides here.
Yeah. So he kind of walks briskly towards us, stares. I'm like, oh God, this is going to be awkward. And he goes, oh my God, are you Nathan from Spin?
Oh, here we go.
And I go, what? He goes, are you Nathan from Spin? Now, Graham,
how old is this guy?
This guy in his 30s. He says he listens.
Early, mid or late?
Mid-30s. He listens religiously.
Yes.
To the show.
It's a little big podcast.
Not a little big podcast.
Damn it.
Just fully charged. And he, honestly, Becca said it. It was as if he saw Matt Damon. Genuinely.
Class.
He went over to me, and this never happens to us. Come on.
Nope.
A handful of times, and if it does, it tends to happen when people are hammered on nights out saying, hey, your man off the radio. This man was genuinely, can I have a photograph? I go, of course. I get a picture with him. He looks fantastic. Then his friends follow him back in. So they're like, Where has he gone to? Oh, there he is.
Who's a strange man he's getting a picture with?
None of them know who I am.
Yeah.
But the friend has said, this is Nathan from the radio. So they say, God, okay, I'll get a picture with you as well. I had three more pictures. Now, why I tell this story was you couldn't make up the timing. I'm talking to a husband and wife that are disinterested in what I do. What's your real job?
That doesn't. Okay, who are you?
Genuinely, I get a photo shoot. They leave. They're shaking my
What's Becca doing in all
Becca's
this?
Becca's laughing hysterically because she's like, She actually wanted to take her phone out and film it.
Is she laughing at the attention you're getting or the fact that...
Just both. She's
yeah,
like,
both. The
situation
that you're in,
is insane. And she said, Nathan, genuinely, I've never seen someone, like, honestly in awe. Like, genuinely. And I feel bad saying it because it makes me seem like a knob. But he just... It was lovely to see. He was just such a fan.
Yeah.
And then I sit back down and I'm getting a bit embarrassed because it was embarrassing just because I had people staring at me.
Mm-hmm.
I sit back down opposite the husband and wife and they go, Jesus Christ, maybe we are in a famous company. The curried seagull.
The curried fucking seagull.
Now explain the curried seagull.
Oh.
Do you? And I think...
Well, before I explain the curried seagull, have to know, is it relevant to this? Did they treat you differently afterwards?
Potentially did, because we saw them later on that evening and the wife came up to me and they were lovely. Like, I don't want to make it seem like they weren't. They were actually really nice.
But did you notice a considerable difference?
Potential. I would say a slight difference. Yes,
so
I would.
The curried seagull, I think I may have touched on this. Hello, Callum.
Hello, Callum.
I realised there's no numbers on these sheets.
Oh, no, it's on Zoom.
It's Zoom. Yeah, are they together?
Yeah, but you'll chat to them individually.
Okay, perfect. Well, we'll wrap this up before we get
Go on, curried
the
seagull.
The curried seagull. So, basically, there was this orange exotic bird that everybody was really excited about. It was in the news. Nobody knew where the bird came from. Everyone was very excited. What is the bird? What is the bird? Pictures going all around online. What happened was, it was just a seagull that fell into a vat of curry. So, it was a seagull that fell in and got stained orange.
Wasn't special whatsoever.
Wasn't special, and nobody gave a shit because it was just a seagull. That's the curried seagull story.
Say about the singer.
Well, I'd like people just to make their mind up for themselves and how that relates to that story.
Yeah.
I don't want to explain it.
No, but...
Because if I explain the singer, then that explains the story.
Oh, does that?
That explains the analogy. You know, like the end of a movie, you don't want to have to explain it.
Okay.
People have to make up their own mind.
Yeah, fair enough.
So think of how that curried seagull relates to Nathan's story there.
What happened?
Email us. How does it relate to Nathan's story? GrahamandNathan@gmail.com.
So what happened when I was having dinner... Sure didn't the woman, the wife, come over. And she goes, we've been Googling your name. We saw some things about you.
Mm.
And I go, really? Have you ever Googled your name?
Matt Damon all really comes up.
Yeah, it's kind of Matt Damon now. Yeah. Yeah. And there's a lot of pictures of us. If you just say Google and images...
Did you then Google yourself to see what she...
I was interested.
What came up?
A lot of Matt Damon. There was a Irish Times interview I did years ago.
With what?
When I was in college, it was about grandparents.
Oh!
Yeah.
Who got you for that? I remember that.
Yeah, it was my granny's in St. Paul's Church Choir, and there's a journalist
that sings.
Yeah. But look, I had a great time. I'm turning 30 now. A lot of changes happening in my
life.
In my body.
Yeah.
No, but a lot of changes in my life.
I will hold it.
Thank you so much for listening. As you said, the email...
GrahamandNathan@gmail.com. We're back, baby. Let's give us some emails so we got stuff to talk about.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort. Suffocate.